William Morrow and Harper Audio present Every Which Way But Dead by Kim Harrison. Performed by Marguerite Gavin.
1. I took a deep breath to settle myself, jerking the cuff of my gloves up to cover the bare patch of skin at my wrist. My fingers were numb through the fleece as I moved my next to largest spell pot to sit beside a small chipped tombstone, being careful not to let the transfer media spill. It was cold, and my breath steamed in the light of the cheap white candle I had bought on sale last week. Spilling a bit of wax, I stuck the taper to the top of the grave marker. My stomach knotted as I fixed my attention on the growing haze at the horizon, scarcely discernible from the surrounding city lights. The moon would be up soon, being just past full and waning. Not a good time to be summoning demons, but it would be coming anyway if I didn't call it. I'd rather meet Al-Jalirept on my own terms, before midnight. I grimaced, glancing at the brightly lit church behind me where Ivy and I lived. Ivy was running errands, not even aware I had made a deal with a demon, much less that it was time to pay for its services. I suppose I could be doing this inside where it was warm in my beautiful kitchen with my spelling supplies and all the modern comforts, but calling demons in the middle of a graveyard had a perverse rightness to it, even with the snow and cold. And I wanted to meet it here so Ivy wouldn't have to spend tomorrow cleaning blood off the ceiling. Whether it would be demon blood or my own was a question I hoped I wouldn't have to answer. I wouldn't allow myself to be pulled into the ever-after to be Al-Jalirept's familiar. I couldn't. I'd cut it once and made it bleed. If it could bleed, it could die. God help me survive this. Help me find a way to make something good here. The fabric of my coat rasped.